Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, this segment and last segment are the two times every 4 years when I tell you my thoughts about the specifically about the presidential race, and I do my best to base my comments on the show based on small business. That's what the last segment was about. This segment's a little bit different. Because I want to talk about a crossroads. America is, or maybe I should say we've come to a fork in the road. And sort of like that road less traveled kind of thing that Robert Frost wrote about in the poem. America is at this junction right now, and there are two paths facing them going forward. One path is a path that takes us toward a world that looks more like Europe. The other path is toward an America that looks more like, I should have said an America that looks more like Europe. The other path is an America that looks more like the way America has been. And with more self-determination, more individual rights, American exceptionalism. The concept that America is exceptional, and I believe that. I don't apologize for that. I'm convinced of it, and I'm convinced that the world is a better place because America is exceptional. That's the second choice. The first choice, not necessarily in any order of first or second, but the first one that I mentioned is the one where America looks more like Europe. Europe is not exceptional. God bless them. I love those guys, but they're not exceptional. Not the way socialism, the social policies, the social contract that is in Europe prevents those countries from being exceptional. Our social contract here in America, as we have it now, and our philosophy of government, our philosophy of individualism, our philosophy of entrepreneurship, our philosophies of capitalism and entrepreneurship and free markets, that is what makes one of the things that makes America exceptional. And so that's where we are right now. Next Tuesday, America will go to the polls, notwithstanding the early voting that's already happened. But next Tuesday, most of us will go to the polls and we'll pull a lever for one president or the other. President Obama, I should say one nominee, President Obama or Governor Romney, Governor Mitt Romney. We'll choose one of those two. Most of us will. There are some independent candidates out there that are libertarians, et cetera, and I'm not discounting them, minimizing them, but they're not going to get elected. Either Mitt Romney or Obama will become the next president of the United States. So when Americans go to pull that lever, in my opinion, you're not voting Democrat or Republican. You're going to be voting for which direction, which one of these paths you think America, that you want America to go down. You want America, you know, and see, I believed this about President Obama 4 years ago. He hasn't done anything that surprised me in the last 4 years. Nothing he has done, not one thing, shocked me or surprised me. I did enough research on him to know what I believed he would do, and he's done everything I thought he would do. But now we've got 4 years, my friends. We know what his worldview is. We know what his philosophy of government is. We know what he thinks about America. We know what he thinks America should become. I've never seen a president, as you heard me say before, he has the courage of his convictions, but he's also an ideologue, and that's so we know this. If that's the direction, if you want what President Obama wants, this is not about whether he's better for the economy or better for you know, all these different questions they ask people. What I want you to think about is the worldview scenario. What is President Obama's worldview? If you want that, if you want America to be more dependent upon the government, to have a much greater, the government to have a much greater stake and say over your life, if that's what you want, then you should vote for President Obama. If you want a country that is, if you want an America that continues to be and returns to its former level of exceptionalism, the kind of country that when the world dials 911, when the bad guys, wherever they may be, from China to Iran, when the bad guys act up, there's an America to stand in the breach. If you think the world doesn't need an America to do that, then you need to vote for President Obama. But if you don't believe that, if you think that more Americans should have an investment in our nation's future, if you think that entrepreneurship is more important than government deciding how the economy is going, if you think that you should have the ability to seek opportunity yourself, and there should be shared opportunity, not redistribution of wealth. If those are the things that you believe, then you should vote for President Romney. I myself will be voting for President Romney because I believe that his worldview of America fits my worldview as a small business owner, as an American, as someone who thinks America is exceptional. I believe Governor Romney is the person who most closely aligns with that worldview. I believe President Obama does not with my worldview. So those are your decisions next week, next Tuesday. I hope you go and vote. Either way, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Turn around and see you in a crowded place.
Watch for the emotions on a guarded face. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.